Hello and welcome to the Kinda Queer Podcast, a podcast hosted by a few kinda queer folks. Today I'm joined by two lovely individuals who've been on the show before, but could you both introduce yourselves, please?
Hello, I'm Allie, or Sunny, depending on.
I'm Maddie.
And I'm Ryan. I didn't say that before, but you should know that by now. So
yeah,
if you don't
fan.
Know that, sorry, but get
kinda,
the fuck out of here.
Kind of cringe.
Yeah. Anyway, so today we're doing a very spooky, scary Halloween episode of the podcast. See, you can hear the werewolves now in the distance. Well, now they're silent, but...
Duck, make a noise.
Duck, make a good... Lick the mic.
Lick the mic.
Good job, buddy. Brady, what do you have to say?
Thank you. This is somehow my first ever podcast in person with people. And so today the plan is we're going to start off with some lovely ghost stories. Allie and Maddie are going to tell some real ghost stories that they have experienced. And then I'm going to tell a ghost story that... I'm just making the fuck up, and they're going to torment me because that is the way.
Because we hate him.
I mean.
Wait, is that?
You know.
You being real?
I'm being real. Kisses.
Well, because they hate me, and also because that's the spirit of Halloween, is to torment your friends, I believe. Anyway.
Yeah, I think so.
Who wants to start with a lovely little ghost story?
I will.
Oh, lovely.
So, this house that we are currently filming the podcast in, it's haunted.
It's not my house.
It is my house. We've lived here since I was like 5, so I've had quite a few little stories in here. Wow. Ryan, stop looking at me like that. It's making me uncomfortable.
Good.
It's a spooky podcast.
So one of them, which is my favorite to tell people, is we have two bathrooms, and one of them is like just a shower, but it has one of those like frosted doors on it, right? So I'm like, I don't know, 12, 13-ish. I'm taking a shower, and I see something walk past the frosted door. And I was like, oh, hello?
Hello?
And no one answered, so then I like peeked my little head out, and there was no one in the bathroom with me. And I was like, okay, cute. Good for me. And I, like, peek my head outside the, like, bathroom. And there's no one out there. There's no one else upstairs with me. It's not a, like, it's a big upstairs, but, like, you know if someone's up there with you. Close the bathroom door. And then go back into the shower. And all of a sudden, because it was really bright out, I see someone, like, walk in front of our window. And the room goes, like, dark.
Ew.
And I was like... gross.
Wait,
and then
so was this on the second story?
Yeah.
So you saw someone walk by the second story window?
Yeah, like upstairs. So we in the
was
bathroom,
this inside or like from outside?
From
you're
inside.
Seeing... Okay.
And then I start hearing whistling.
Ooh.
Someone started whistling a tune.
A tune.
Was it Yankee Doodle Dandy?
God, I wish it was. I don't remember what it was. And like the only person who would have been out side at the time possibly was my papa, and I don't think he knows how to whistle at least anymore, at least since I've been alive. So I just kind of sat down on the shower floor and like plugged my ears, and it whistled for like a solid like 5 minutes.
Damn.
While I was in the shower, and I didn't want to know. I just shut my eyes.
You're like, this is not happening.
Yep. I'm like, I don't want to hear it.
That's
I don't want to see it.
Yeah.
And then eventually I, you know, once I had heard that it had stopped after a while, I was like, Mom. She's like, what, honey? I'm like, can you please come up here? And I just start, like, sobbing. It was great. It was a really good time.
Sounds like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was really happy about it. Oh, my second favorite story. My bedroom used to be down on the first floor. And that's the only bedroom down on the first floor. The other two are upstairs. So my parents sleep upstairs and my sister was asleep upstairs. And at the time, my bed was half in my closet because I didn't have closet doors. So I just put it half in there. And I'm going to bed and all of a sudden I hear my name be whispered. I hear like a Allie, Allie. And I was like, huh?
Huh?
And it's not a big room. So I sit up and I thought it was my sister being an asshole because they're my older sister. So then I sit up. And I, like, walk around this, like, really tiny bedroom. Obviously, no one else is in there. No one can hide in that room. Maddie knows what it looks like.
Yeah.
You can't hide in that room. There's not a closet to be hiding in.
No, it's just open.
It's just open. So I look and I'm like, okay, whatever. I lay back down. I start falling asleep again. And I hear Allie again. Like, but like in my ear this time, instead of like further away, it was like right next to me.
Fun.
And I shoot up. No one's in the fucking room with me. I look, and then I, because you know, at that point, I'd known that there were some things in the house. So I get up and I go, "You're not fucking doing this tonight." And then I fell asleep in here in the living room, and I was like, "You better be fucking done." I'm like, "I don't.
I have had it."
I'm like, "You shut the fuck up for the rest of the night." And they did.
You told them what's what.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they listened.
Yeah, most of the time in this house, if they're doing shit that you don't like, you're like, fucking stop it. I don't like it. Now's not the time. Because, like, and, you know, I've seen little, like, heads peek out here and there. There was one time where Maddie and I were in the room down here, and my sister and their friend, aka Maddie's sister-in-law, were in this living room, and we get a call from my sister, not like from in here, like my sister like FaceTimes us, and I'm like, what? And they're like, we need you to come in here. And I was like, literally why I'm hanging out with Maddie? And they're like, both of you get in here right now. And we were like, okay, I guess. And we come in, and it's because they both of them were sitting on here, and Tara saw in that door over to the left that you guys podcast can't see. But right there, peeked its little head in. Just something. It didn't have a face. It was just completely blacked out. And just kind of...
just a little shadow guy.
Yep, like, boop, hey! Booped his little head in. Booped back.
just a little quick hello, you know?
Yeah, just checking the premises.
Yeah, just seeing what's up, you know? So, you know, we've heard some shit. We've seen some shit. They're quite boring, but they're the shower one and the...
the shower one is crazy.
Right?
That's like that's hearing, probably the most scary one.
Like, hearing whistling is nuts.
Even now, like, saying it out loud, I'm like, I feel fucking crazy. And, like, it was, like, a movie shit.
Yeah.
Because, like, that shit only happens in movies. I'm just trying to take a fucking shower.
Yeah, that's that to me, that's the worst part. Because you're, like, taking a shower, you're, like, that's a space where you're, like, meant to be, like, alone and feel comfortable.
Yeah.
But then, like, you see someone, you're like... but, yeah, that's... so, basically, what you're saying is, as long as you girl boss and tell them to knock it the fuck off, it's pretty good if you do that.
They're pretty chill.
They're just little pranksters.
Yeah.
They are little guys.
Like, listen, I think there's a little girl. She might be a demon. I don't care enough.
well, you'll see from my story.
It is true. But I don't think that was the little girl, though. I think it was the woman in black. I think it was her. Because we have a few. We have a guy who just kind of chills. I don't know. He's just kind of there to be intimidating.
Yeah.
Actually, my boyfriend saw him recently. Dana was coming in.
Dana's a skeptic.
Yeah.
By the way, he doesn't believe in all this.
Like, he, like, kind of does, but, like, not to the extent for which I do. But he's going to go upstairs, and he looks into my old bedroom, and there's enough light that comes in from the outside. And there, he just sees something standing there. Like, in the door frame. He's like, it had no light on it. And, like, there was no, like, sense that there was any light happening in it. And I was like, cute.
All right, Maddie.
All right.
It's your time to shine.
I haven't really... this also takes place in this very house, which, of course, it does. And I haven't, like, seen anything in this house like a bunch of other people have. But this story, this was, like, me and Allie were, like, newly friends. This was like the third or fourth time I've ever been here and having a sleepover, whatever.
Do you know how old you were?
13, 14.
Okay. Yeah. And also we had two other friends with us who had stayed the night. So it was four girls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So like we had a normal fun day and I was in shorts all day, right? So my legs were exposed. This is important to the story.
Yeah, sure.
My legs were exposed. Nothing, like, out of the ordinary happened during the day. And then we went to go to sleep. iPod put on, like, long, fuzzy pajama pants.
The days of the iPod.
Yes, exactly. They were, like, I think ones that I borrowed from you, like, specifically, like, Cookie Monster type shit.
You know what I mean? Honestly, they were probably Cookie Monster pants.
Yeah. Y'all know the type. So I, like, put those on. We went to sleep. I didn't have any weird dreams or anything. Like, I slept normally. I slept fine. And then we got up in the morning, and I, like, changed into my shorts again. Mm-hmm. And then Allie was like, what the fuck happened to your legs? Mm. And I was like, What are you talking about?
What do you mean? Whatever do you mean?
And then I looked down at my legs, and, like, literally covering my thighs, ooh, like, on the tops of my thighs, uh-huh, is, like, a million, like, horizontal scratches, yeah, in my skin.
Oh. Yeah.
And it looked, I mean, like, trigger warning, but it looked like self-harm.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, cuts.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they were all, like, specifically horizontal. There was a fucking bunch of them.
Yeah. It wasn't like a it wasn't like three. It was like,
it was like all everywhere. And
was,
like, and
it was, can I ask, was it like uniform? Like, did it look like a pat, like,
it was like,
or was it, or did it look more kind of like random? Like,
yeah, like it wasn't like, it was like three at random, a time. It was like ones and ones and ones and ones, mm-hmm, and ones.
Yeah.
Like,
but they were all horizontal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which and is like weird. At the time, yeah, we had a cat in the house, but she wasn't allowed in our room.
No. And also, if a cat just decided to, like, maul my legs in my sleep, I feel like I would have woken up.
You know, yeah. I'm not trying to disprove this. I'm just wondering what it actually, like, looked like.
Yeah, I just, like...
Yeah.
I don't know... Like, I don't even know if this counts as, like, a ghost story, but it's just something that has happened to me that I really don't know, yeah, how to, mm, explain.
Here, I'll do, like, a little example drawing, and I know that the podcast won't be yet.
True.
But... just so then Ryan has a visual representation.
Yeah. But yeah, and I've never had anything of like sleepwalking, mm-hmm, or like anything like that. And I feel like also since I was wearing like full length pants, mm-hmm, it would be like a lot of effort for me to like do that, yeah, myself.
Yeah. And also like they're fuzzy, and if something had scratched you, it would have fucked up the pants.
Mm-hmm. I also, there was like not any blood anywhere. Like it was just so strange, and the specific circumstances of it all. Like
I feel like that's a pretty good representation.
That's fun.
Like what?
Yeah, it all looked like that. Like it was like super weird.
Like what genuine explanation?
Yeah.
Do you have for that? I'm asking. I'm
asking for a friend.
Asking for a friend.
Yeah.
I don't have one.
Then we also, do you remember the Avery story at your house?
Oh, all of us, which is weird. My house is like, I don't know how it would be haunted because my parents built it in the 90s. So yeah, like
it's not an old house.
Back in the 90s.
But me, Allie, and Avery... we're sleeping over at my house. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, like, at the same time, mm-hmm, right? We all heard each other's names whispered in our ears.
We all heard everyone say Avery, but in...
oh, yeah, in different voices.
Yeah. So I heard it in Avery's little sister's voice, who, uh-huh, wasn't even there. She was, like, several towns over.
Yeah.
I heard Avery... it in
mine. And then Avery heard it in yours.
And that was weird.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. I don't know how my house could be haunted, though. Because I don't, like, no one died there except for dogs. So, like, I don't know why Jan would do that.
Yeah, why Jan would suddenly have this human voice that can, it, like...
change into different people's voices.
Yeah, at the same time.
Well, here's a question for both of you. Do you think that ghosts can wander? Do you think that they can be attached to humans? Do you, mm-hmm, think that they can, or do you think most of them are stuck to, like, a specific place?
I think the greater majority is stuck, but I think ghosts are stuck in one place. I think demons can transfer, though. Mm-hmm. Demons can bop around. They do whatever, because they're a fucking demon.
Yeah. I still don't know how I feel about ghosts, mm-hmm, and everything. Like, I would still say... I'm, like, more of a skeptic. But that one story, I just really don't know how to explain it. Mm. And it was, like, physical evidence on my personal, yeah, body. So, what
about,
like...
what about the whispering in your ear? What do you think that is also... what does skeptic Maddie think about that?
I don't know. It's, like, I don't know. It's weird that it all happened at the same time and all of us heard it. Mm-hmm. And, like, heard the same thing. But it could also just be, like, we were young and, mm-hmm, at a sleepover. And, mm-hmm, we were, like, feeling the spooky mood or whatever.
So, individual takes. What, like, how much do you believe in ghosts? And what are your thoughts on ghosts? Like, are you, like, scared? Do you welcome them? Do you just, are you more indifferent?
I'm basically just at the position of, like, I'm not going to discount anything because I don't know shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not going to say, like, ghosts definitely exist, mm-hmm. but I'm also not going to say that they definitely don't exist.
Yeah.
Because, like, we don't fucking know anything. Mm-hmm. There's so many forces in the world that, like, humans had no idea about until we did.
I think just with the experiences that I've had, I think I do. And I think there, you know, there's lots of things that I think are fun to believe in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fun to believe that there's a Bigfoot. It's fun to believe, and I wouldn't even say this is believing, fun to believe that there's aliens. That is, I believe very strongly that there are aliens. There's no way that there's not. But I think it's like, it's fun to think of stuff like that because it makes our existence feel less boring. I don't like them doing shit that I...
That scares me. That's rude.
That, I feel like that's
don't fucking whistle when I'm in the goddamn bathroom.
Yeah, I feel
thank
like
that's
you. A fair take, yeah, to have on that.
If I just see you every once in a while, live your life. I don't care.
And we're back from our ice cream break. How was the ice cream? Thoughts?
Very good.
It was very tasty.
Except for they changed the recipe, but that's fine.
Tell them all about it. Tell them, explain your hatred.
Fuck you, friendlies.
That is what I was hoping for.
Hit the recipe back to how it was.
Yeah, for black raspberry, right?
Yeah, for black raspberry.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah, so friendlies, sir, ma'am, mix friendlies, if you're listening.
Fix
what
it.
The fuck are you doing?
Why the fuck does it kind of taste like cherry? What's happening?
Yeah, what the fuck is wrong with you? Anyway, ghost stories.
Anyway.
I guess I, before I do the thing that I will explain later, I do have a genuine ghost story. And I put genuine in quotes because I'm sure people could explain it in other ways. So basically, for several years, I had been going to my great grandmother's house. It wasn't her house. She lived in like one of those like community centers where like she had her own like apartment or house or space, whatever. But like she was amongst a group of people because, you know, she had medical problems, needed to be like looked off after. And so I'd been going there for several years with my grandmother. My grandmother being the daughter of my great grandmother. And we would just go and hang out. Normally we would get like donuts on the way, which was great because who fucking says no to donuts?
Yeah, like come on.
Slowly her health started declining more, my great grandmother, and I didn't go as often. Mostly just because it was like just the very close family that was really allowed to be there. And so one day she passed away, and so my dad, myself, and my grandmother all went to her house where she was living, and we all basically decided if there was anything there that we wanted to keep of hers. And there wasn't like a lot that any of us really took, I don't think, because she didn't really have a whole lot. But there was one thing that I wanted to keep, and it was this, like, statue, like, a little bit smaller than, like, an American football.
I thought you were about to say an American girl doll.
Of an American girl doll.
And I was like, that's kind of big.
Yeah. And it was of a Dalmatian.
Mm-hmm.
And the Dalmatian was like lying down and its head was like up. It was like a music box at the same time. So it had like a little wind up thing on the bottom of it. So if you lifted it up and you spun it, then it would play a song.
Mm-hmm.
And so I mostly just wanted it because it was a Dalmatian and I like dogs and I think Dalmatians are cool.
They're very cool.
The music box part of it, I was like, I'm probably never going to use this ever.
Yeah.
But anyway, I brought it home and I put it on like a shelf in our kitchen. And one night, and by one night, I mean that same night. This was the night that I had, the same day that I had gotten the Dalmatian, from my great grandmother's house, who had just passed away. Mm-hmm. I honestly don't remember if she passed that day, if it was the day before. It could have been the day before. Mm-hmm. But I got it and I put it on the shelf that day. I went to bed that night. And for whatever reason, I woke up in the middle of the night. I don't remember how late it was, but for me at that age, it was pretty late. I was not used to being up that late. Mm-hmm. And I didn't really have any like reason for getting up. Like I didn't have to go to the bathroom or anything, but I was just kind of like, why am I awake right now? And then I was just kind of sitting there in my bed, and then I heard music playing.
Gross.
In the kitchen from outside my door, because my bedroom is basically right across from the kitchen. Like there's a little like square foyer space that like goes to the kitchen. And uh-huh. So I could very faintly hear music playing. And at first I thought I was like imagining it or something.
Yeah.
So then I was like, I decided to go and check to see if it was actually real. And I go out and I open my bedroom door and I walk in and I hear the music playing even louder now that the door's open. And I realize that it's coming from the shelf in the kitchen where I'd put the Dalmatian.
Oh, God.
And I look, and the Dalmatian was playing music.
God.
And at the time, I didn't know what to think of it. I was like, what?
What the?
I was like, how the fuck are you playing music? You're like a wind-up thing.
Yeah.
Someone would have had to have wound this up. And I know it wasn't my dad, because he sleeps in the attic upstairs, so I would have heard him.
Yeah.
And also, why the fuck would he do that?
Yeah, like, why?
And so I picked it up and I twisted the thing to see if like it was acting weirdly or anything. Completely normal. I twisted it, whatever, and then it stopped playing. And I don't know what the fuck that was. It was so weird for me, because it was, if it had been like a different day or something, yeah, I feel like it would have been a very different like experience for me. But yeah, the fact, yeah, that it was the day that I got it from her house,
yeah,
when after she had just passed away,
yeah,
I was like,
it's definitely like I'm gonna fuck with my great grandson tonight.
You will use the magic the music box.
Yes, you will, yeah, bitch.
And I was honestly like, looking back on it, like at the time, not from now, I was confused, because I was like, I never really got to know my great grandma that well.
Yeah,
like we would hang out for like an hour or two, like every so often, but it wasn't like that frequent. So I was like, if you're trying to send me a message, great grandma, why? And for what? But it was a very interesting experience, and that's my real ghost story.
Love it. It's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
yeah.
I like the fact that it's like manually, like you have to, yeah, like wind it up, mm-hmm, for it to make music. It's not just the kind where like if you open it for a second then it'll like,
yeah,
start, yeah, playing.
Yeah. And like, of all the things that could have been haunted in my house, like I have a clown hallway.
Yeah, I've seen the clown hallway.
You have a clown hallway.
I've, yeah, seen the clown hallway. Hang on.
It's a hallway with just a bunch of painted pictures of clowns hung up in it. And why? They're from my grandmother. I don't fucking know. We just hung them up for whatever reason. And like, of all the things, why was it, you know, that?
Yeah. Not the creepy ass clowns. Like this clown in particular.
Yeah.
Fucked up.
I hate that.
Right?
I don't want that in my house.
And that is the hallway that leads to the one and only bathroom in the house.
Oh my God.
Basically, you open my bedroom door, clown hallway, bathroom. It doesn't even, I don't even register it anymore. Like, I'm so used to it.
Yeah.
But I realize that.
Like, it is creepy.
Yeah. And if, like, anyone came over at any point and they had not seen it before and they went to go to the bathroom, they'd be like, what the fuck
yeah, is wrong with like these people?
Yeah, definitely like a precursor.
Yeah.
For new people who are coming or
like, hey, there is a clown hallway. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. It's not meant to be weird. I know that it is.
Yeah.
Okay. So should I make up a ghost story?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah.
Everyone listening, here's the deal. I am going to improvise a ghost story. the plan is I'm going to improvise a ghost story, and these two lovely guests of mine are going to yell at me.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to say, we're going to play a little improv game. And by we, I mean mostly me. In that if I say something, they can yell change. And then I have to change what I said to something else because they didn't like it. And they can do it as many times as they want. An example is Edward Scissorhands, right? I tell the story, a man with scissors for hands.
Change.
A man with watermelons for
change.
Hands. Change. Fuck, a man with dildos for hands.
Perfect.
Yes. And that's basically how it's going to go. And I got this idea from, I'm not going to say, I'm not going to give credit.
Oh my God.
Because they don't need it. So that's what I'm going to do. And we'll see how it fucking goes.
Oh yeah.
One dark and gloomy night.
Change.
Oh, fuck you. One bright and sunny day.
Change.
One rainy, pouring, downfall, wet, sloshy,
perfect,
moist day.
Mm-hmm.
There was a man who lived in his basement. Well, it wasn't his basement. It was his parents, but his parents had died several years.
Change.
His parents invited him to stay in their basement.
Change.
His parents loved him very much.
Change.
His parents hated him. And he broke into their house to stay in their basement, and they didn't know about it at all. He had been living in their basement for years without them even knowing.
Change.
He had been living in their basement for, like, a year.
Change.
He'd been living in their basement for, like, a couple months, maybe.
Okay. But in any time, Maddie.
I know. I'm, like, waiting for the opportune time.
And his parents didn't know that he was living there.
Mm-hmm.
And so he lived his life day to day, but on this wet, sloshy, moist, rainy night, he heard a noise come from upstairs. He didn't want to do anything about it at first because, well, then his parents would find out that he had been living in their basement without them even knowing.
Hmm.
And so he continued on playing his video games, his dastardly video games.
Change.
His video games, which are low-key porn.
Perfect.
And then, several seconds later, another thump in the night. A thump from upstairs. This one sounded louder. He didn't know what it was. It sounded like maybe a chair had gotten knocked over.
Change.
It sounded like maybe his parents had just killed someone, and their body had flopped over onto the ground.
Mm.
But he still was apprehensive to go upstairs, to venture into the world of his parents, because if his parents found out, oh, what they would do to him.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if they just killed someone.
Yeah, especially if they just killed someone. That's exactly correct. So he continued. He said he thought, you know what? If it happens one more time, then maybe I'll go up and, like, make sure everything's okay. But for now, I'm just going to continue playing my porn games, you know? I'm just going to keep looking at these big old honkers.
They are low-key porn, by the way.
They are low-key porn. Yes.
Not fully.
Yeah, it's like a dating sim.
Yeah.
Mm. It's like, but, like, they have big old honkers, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's really, he's not playing it for the plot. Like,
yeah.
Let's
imagine,
just get
like,
that clear.
Mortal Kombat.
Imagine Mortal Kombat with big old honkers, story mode, dating sim. Imagine mm-hmm. that, if
yeah.
you would. Anyway, as he continued to look at this, not porn, but it's basically porn video game, once more, he heard a thunderous, ravenous sound rumble through the above land of his parents. It's not his parents weren't having sex. That's not what was happening.
I didn't accuse them of that. Okay. Unless they're necrophiliacs, but
oh. His parents, he did not think, were having sex. It just sounded like something had run through the house and knocked over a lot of the stuff. So he thought, maybe it's a robbery?
Change.
So he thought, maybe my parents are having sex.
Change.
Maybe a tornado just went.
Change.
Maybe my parents got a big old large fat dog and the dog is running around.
Change.
Maybe.
I don't want a dog in that environment.
Maybe a werewolf had just broken in.
Okay.
And had started to tear apart everything, looking for food, starting in the number one place for food, the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
As he had promised himself, he said if he heard a noise a third time, he would go up and check.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't really want to do it by going up like the basement stairs into the main of the house, because if his parents were just having loud sex, then they would know that he was living in their basement.
Yeah.
So he decided to, as he got into the basement, crawl out through the window, which is like just above ground level.
Okay.
And he walked around to the front of the house, and that's when he saw it. The door was burst open, and it looked like there were three talon marks scraped across the door. Now he was worried. He was truly concerned.
Change.
He was elated to see this. He really wanted to meet a big, strong, hunky werewolf. Just like his video games that he was playing earlier. So, like any good man would do, he grabbed the lube from his car, which he hid down the street, mm-hmm. and he walked into the house. At first, he paused before entering the threshold. He was still apprehensive, worried. Maybe it's not a werewolf. Maybe it's a large bird creature. Maybe it's a demon with claws for some reason.
All demons have claws.
All demons have claws. Maybe it's a demon
hashtag
with...
confirmed.
hashtag confirmed.
So he was still a little bit worried, but he was really excited about that werewolf thing. Mm-hmm. So he stepped inside and he looked around. Didn't really see anything askew. Maybe the carpet was like folded up weirdly, but
change.
Maybe there was a steaming pile of shit sitting on the floor.
Change.
Maybe there was a painting on the wall out of blood, question mark? Maybe barbecue sauce. It was hard to tell in the dark.
Okay.
And so he was confused by that, but ultimately didn't want to question that because he knew that would probably bring up more answers than he really wanted. So he ventured further into the home of his parents and he looked into the kitchen where he thought the noises were coming from first. And he saw that all of the cabinets were open.
Change.
He saw that all of the cabinets were closed.
Change.
He saw that half of the cabinets were open and even the fridge.
Why the fridge? Okay.
What?
Change.
And the fridge was also closed. Which,
change.
And the fridge was... The freezer was open.
change.
And the freezer and the fridge were closed, but the second mini fridge was open.
Okay.
And he thought, that's weird. That's where my parents keep all their booze. Mm. Why would someone be searching for the mini fridge booze within this house?
Gotta keep those shit cool.
It's true, it's true. Gotta keep those Heinekens nice and cold.
Mm-hmm.
So he investigated the kitchen a little bit further. He looked at the half of the cupboards, which were open.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them had even broken off of the hinges a little bit. And he noticed one was broken and was hanging on by just one hinge. And he didn't really see any claw marks here, which was confusing to him because, well, his brain really wanted a hot werewolf, but...
Understandable.
He didn't see anything that indicated a hot werewolf just yet. But he thought, maybe I should investigate more. Maybe I'll find more clues. Maybe I will find my new hot boyfriend werewolf. And so he investigated the house a bit further. He left the kitchen. Well, after taking a Heineken from the mini fridge, there was one left. It was like knocked over.
Mm.
Half,
still kind of chilled.
Not like quite to his liking, but it would do.
Yeah.
And so With a half-empty Heineken slightly chilled in hand, he investigated the house and moved from the kitchen to the living room. And there, he found that the TV had fallen off of the wall.
Changed from the living room.
Oh, okay. From the kitchen, he moved on to his next favorite room in the house, the bathroom. The bathroom, he looked in and he saw, when he first walked in, the mirror, the medicine cabinet mirror on the wall had been fogged up. Mm-hmm. It was all fogged up, and written in the mirror through the fog was a message. And it said, "Awu."
Amazing.
Awu.
That's so scary.
Oh my goodness. I'm quaking.
And finally, his heart, with a little patter, jostled within him.
Gross. Change.
His heart froze, frozen stiff.
There.
He nearly had a heart attack with the pure joy he was feeling over.
Nope, this. Change.
He was perfectly fine. He didn't think
anything. Change.
His heart. I mean, it had a little stutter, maybe, but like...
No, change.
Okay. His heart exploded, I think. I think he died, actually.
Okay.
And so he collapsed to the ground within the bathroom. His head hit the toilet on the way down.
Perfect.
Shattered the toilet lid seat.
Oh, damn.
And,
thick noggin.
Yeah.
Thick noggin. Real thick noggin.
Yeah.
And he lay there. Still somewhat, like, his heart had stopped working, but his brain was still running just a little bit. And then he sees a shadow loom from within the doorway to the bathroom.
Okay.
It's a large shadow. And from it steps a large, hairy werewolf.
Yes.
With a pair of defibrillators.
Oh, my God.
And he takes the defibrillators and he... Rams them together. Shh. Charge! And he slams it onto the man's chest.
Mm-hmm.
And his chest jolts forward, as they do.
Uh-huh.
He's still not alive. His heart's still not beating, no pulse. Has to charge again. Second time, still no pulse. Oh. Still nothing.
Is he a vampire?
A third time. Nothing.
No.
The werewolf shed a single tear.
Oh.
For this werewolf had been what? The werewolf smiled a deep grin.
Change.
the werewolf was expressionless, for he
knew. Change.
The werewolf winked at the dead man. And the dead man felt this wink. Within his soul. And it revived him.
Oh,
and the
God.
Werewolf watched.
God bless.
As the man's skin turned gray. And oh, never mind. I take that back. As the man's skin turned purple.
Perfect.
And fangs sprouted from his teeth. He was a vampire. And so he sat up. Kind of the way that, like, Jason Voorhees does, where, like, somehow perfectly, like, back up.
He has great core strength.
Great core strength. Yeah, as a vampire, we all know that's...
It's like that one, like, the very classic Dracula sit-up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It's very... Yeah, exactly. Definitely. And he looked into the werewolf's eyes for the first time. He was, like, all right looking. He wasn't that, like, handsome.
Tragic.
But he was thankful, you know, because the werewolf had, in theory, saved him. He felt the wink reverberate throughout his entire body.
Mm-hmm.
Felt the power of the wink course through his veins, which weren't pumping blood, but only this wink.
It's like the Twilight veins. It's actually just, like, the venom.
Yes.
It's what's powering him is the wink juices.
And so the man looked at the werewolf and said, well, man now turned vampire, looked at the werewolf and said, thanks, man. Change. He said, oh, thanks, brother. Change. Kiss me.
Change.
He just stuck out his hand.
Change. There's one correct answer to this that I want.
He took his pants off.
Change.
He just stood there in silence.
Change.
He winked back at the werewolf.
This is torture alley.
He bared his fangs at the werewolf and said, blah, blah, blah.
Yes!
I was given a hint for that one. I will not lie. And the werewolf ran away scared. That was too scary for him. He couldn't handle the blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sadly, this would not be a love story, but the man, now turned vampire, was left with one final thought. What ever happened to my parents?
What happened to them?
He decided he would go check on his parents, make sure they were okay, and, he went up the stairs because his parents' room was on the second floor, and he walked to their bedroom door, and the bedroom door had been knocked out.
Yeah.
From the inside.
Yeah, Hendrix, yeah.
And he looks into the bedroom, and his father's missing. But his mother lay asleep perfectly sound in the bed. Interesting, he thought. Where's my father? He looks around the room, and he sees some claw marks. Was my father the one?
Oh my God.
If that be so, then why had the front door been knocked in? He thought.
That's a good question.
Good question.
That's a good question. Gotta keep the plot together in my brain somehow. No plot holes in this story.
Absolutely
none
not.
At all.
And he looked through the rest of the top floor, wondering, where is my father? Was he really the werewolf that winked life back into me?
That'd be crazy. Maddie, thoughts? Liking it so far?
Yeah.
No changes?
I'm vibing it, honestly.
And so the man turned vampire walks outside. And he looks around, and he remembers their old dog Fido's doghouse from the backyard. Very small, very tiny. And he goes to look at the doghouse, and he finds his dear old dad sleeping in the doghouse as a little Pomeranian.
Aww. Perfect.
The end.
Oh, beautiful.
That was great. Why did him winking at him turn him into a vampire?
Also, I wouldn't say that was a horror story, but I did enjoy it very much.
I did enjoy it. It had some spooky elements.
Yeah,
well, I mean, I think ultimately, once I got changed like 50 times, I felt like it was difficult to make it keep it a little bit scary.
And honestly, Pomeranians are scary little dogs.
They are.
They are horrifying.
Honestly, that's the scariest part of this story.
Honestly, you're
that
right.
To find out your own father is a Pomeranian.
God damn. Would we like to do the...
Do we want to do some trivia?
The trivia now between Maddie and I?
I did not prepare for this because I didn't know if we were going to do this or not. So I'll do like rapid Google searches on my phone.
Yeah, or anything that you just have the top.
Or anything that I just have.
Yeah, that you just know the answer
brain.
To.
It's going to be a little horror movie trivia, and we're going to see I'm going to throw up, and then we're going to see what these two people know. The first question I have, and I do think that Allie knows this one, but I'm purely asking this because I want to see what Maddie answers.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Who are the original four Cenobites from Hellraiser?
The fuck is a Cenobite?
So, have you seen that, at least the poster for the Hellraisers?
Is that, like, the pinhead dude?
Yes, yes.
Okay, so that's one of them.
That's one. That's one. You got
there's,
one.
There's three more.
What other ways would one torture themselves? Is it in like a kinky way?
I am.
Is it in a kinky way? That's a great question. For them, maybe. Because they are like masochistic sadists.
Yeah.
So they enjoy, they think pain is the same thing as pleasure.
Mm. Do you know all of them? Like, yes, all their names?
Yeah, I know all their names. This one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What do you think his name is? So if Pinhead has pins in his head.
He looks like a little worm man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wormy Jones.
Wormy Jones. All right, so we got Pinhead, Wormy Jones.
Pinhead, Wormy Jones.
What's going on there?
This one I can say because it isn't her actual name, but it's just female Cenobite. And you know her.
She has a nickname, though.
Yeah, she does have a nickname.
Dude. I don't know. Is that a cut in her throat? I can't tell what's going on.
Yes.
Tracheotomy. Tracheotomy. Pinhead. That'd be kind of a sick serial killer name.
Yeah.
Right? So we have Pinhead.
Wormy Jones.
Wormy Jones.
And Tracheotomy.
And then finally.
Jesus Christ.
This is the best man to ever live. He's also gay.
Oh. True.
Which makes this extra special.
Love that
special.
For him.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some teeth.
Yeah, he does.
He got some teeth.
Or more like gums.
Gummy Jones.
Gummy Jones.
Gummy Jones.
Gummy Johnson. Gummy
Johnson. All right, so.
Beautiful.
Pinhead, Wormy Jones,
Gummy
Tracheotomy, and Gummy Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Allie, what are their names, pray tell?
Pinhead?
Uh-huh.
Chatterer.
The best boy.
Oh, okay.
Because it's
Butterball.
Honestly, I like Wormy Jones is the same kind of vibe.
Yeah, it's the
same thing, yeah.
And although she is listed as female Cenobite, her nicknames is Open Throat or Deep Throat.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Wow.
Yeah. My next question is one that I don't know either of you will get. And it's more of a horror comedy. It's a zombie movie, Zombieland.
Okay.
I don't know if you've heard of it.
I've seen
Michael Cera's in it, I believe.
Yeah.
Michael Cera's in it. There is one guest cameo character in this movie. Who is it?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Threw up. Is it Bill Murphy?
Very close. Bill Murray.
Bill Murray!
Now, what is Bill Murray known for?
Bill Murray.
Ghostbusters!
I mean, yeah. But more importantly, voicing Garfield.
Oh,
that is
live
true.
Action Garfield movies.
That is true.
At the end of Zombieland 2 Double Tap, there's an after credit scene that features Bill Murray. Where do you think it is showing Bill Murray?
So, in the first one, he dies.
He dies.
This is
a prequel.
This is a prequel.
The after credit scene is a prequel to the first movie.
Okay, but he was at his mansion,
yes,
or his home in the
now,
first
Now, what I mentioned
one.
About Garfield may play into this.
He was eating lasagna.
He was eating lasagna.
He was about to, I don't know if he was about to start filming or if he was about to start working on the third live-action Garfield movie, which, of course, never happened.
Yeah.
In the Michael Myers franchise, Halloween, the third movie does not feature Michael Myers as the antagonist.
Is it the robot Michael Myers?
There's a robot Michael Myers?
No. There is not. You're thinking of the other slasher killer, Mr. Orbeez.
The big evil in the third.
And there you can also win this question by guessing like what the branding of this one was, cuz it wasn't Michael Myers cuz he's not in it. But there are three characters that are depicted.
Was it his daughter?
No.
Was it his sister? Sanderson sisters?
Sanderson sisters.
As sad as I am to say, it was not the Sanderson sisters. It had nothing to do with Michael Myers.
It had nothing to do with
nothing
Michael
to do with
I'm pretty sure it was the Sanderson sisters.
Yeah. I'm
honestly
going with it was the Sanderson sisters.
Okay. The real answer is, I forget the name of it, sue me. It's a corporation that is making hypnotic commercials for Halloween masks, and there are three Halloween masks. There's a pumpkin head, there's a witch head, and a skeleton head.
Okay, so we were right. It's the Sanderson sisters.
The Sanderson sisters, exactly, exactly. Kane Hodder plays Jason Voorhees, in many of the Friday the 13th movies. Allie, this one is one you'll probably know. I'm skewing this in your favor, I guess.
I'm not going to know anything.
That's okay.
So, like,
I just want to know what you can come up with.
For this. Yeah.
What is Kane Hodder's favorite way that Jason Voorhees has killed someone?
This one I do know.
Come up with a fun way.
Yeah, think
a
of
a fun
like,
way to kill
someone. So, by the way, he is the one who like kills people at camp.
Yes.
Right? So think of like weird camp-related killings.
I'm trying to think of something like with a zip line.
That would be fun. I think a fun zip line one would be if they're zip lining and he's at the end.
Yeah, and I just zip line right into his knife.
That would be very fun.
That's pretty good. They're zip lining and he's like in a tree and he decapitates them as they like.
That's a fun one.
That's very good.
Honestly, become a pitcher for the next Jason Voorhees movie.
Yeah, that's a very good guess.
Thank you.
I believe the correct answer is when he picks up a girl in a sleeping bag and slams her into a tree.
Yes, that is correct.
It is.
That's so funny.
It's so funny.
And that kill is referenced in the 10th and final Friday the 13th movie.
Mm-hmm.
Where does Jason go in the last movie? It's very general and vague.
New York.
New York City.
That's a different one.
Jason Voorhees hits up New York City.
There is one where he hits up Manhattan. So
okay,
Jason Voorhees lost in Manhattan.
Lost in Manhattan. San Diego.
Okay.
Jason Voorhees lost in Manhattan.
Lost in Manhattan. Okay. The answer is space.
He's
in space.
Oh my god.
And,
what the fuck?
And that is where Jason takes on his final form, Uber Jason.
Oh my god, Uber Jason!
There's a really bad, well, it's fun and campy horror franchise based around an Irish holiday.
It's that Leprechaun movie.
Yes.
Is it just called Leprechaun?
It is just called Leprechaun. Why does the Leprechaun kill people?
Because he wants gold.
Because he's a sneaky little stinker.
I'm going to accept that answer.
Honestly, that's so correct.
Because all the times I've heard him referenced is as a little fucking shit. And
sneaky little stinker.
Sneaky little stinker is correct. It is because some of the characters, it might just be one, has stolen his gold or taken one of his gold coins. I feel like we should move to Chucky, maybe.
Okay.
Child's Play, right? Good old killer doll. Classic.
Also haven't seen it.
That's fine.
I've seen like one of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Who is Chucky's girlfriend?
Tiffany. Chucky's girlfriend. I don't know her fucking name. Tiffany?
Tiffany.
Tiffany Valentine, who takes over the body of Jennifer Tilly.
Yeah.
So my question is, how does Tiffany Valentine put her soul into the body of Jennifer Tilly? How does that come about happening? Like, how does Tiffany Valentine even meet Jennifer Tilly?
Is Jennifer Tilly a person?
Yes.
Yeah, she's an actress. She's, do you know Bound? Lesbian movie.
I mean, I would love to watch more lesbian movies.
It's honestly a really good movie. But the important thing is she's a famous movie actress.
Okay.
Oh, she's in Monsters, Inc. Who does she play in Monsters, Inc.? Celia.
Sure.
She's Celia.
She's Celia.
The bitch with the snake hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So how does Tiffany Valentine and Chucky, for that matter, come into contact with Jennifer Tilly? Why does that happen?
Well, Maddie, do you know how Chucky was created?
I don't know. I just assumed that like a demon went into
I don't even want to know how she puts her soul in Jennifer Tilly. I want to know how they meet. Why do they meet?
Well, no, here's the thing. Because Maddie doesn't even... So, basically, Chucky became Chucky because he was like a serial killer or some shit. And he was having a shootout with cops in like a toy store.
Mm-hmm.
So then he was like, I want to keep killing people. And he was dying. So he just like put his soul into Chucky.
Just like leapt right in there.
Yeah.
They met at a Comic-Con.
That's not bad.
They met at a concert.
Not bad. Here's how it happened.
Okay.
Jennifer Tilly was cast in the Chucky movie.
Wow.
There is an in-universe Chucky movie.
Oh my God.
About Chucky with...
What? Wait, no. It's like having a movie about Jeffrey Dahmer. It's like the same thing.
With rapper Redman, who is also cast. So in the Chucky universe, there is a Chucky movie featuring Jennifer Tilly, who Tiffany Valentine then possesses.
Amazing.
Are the dolls anatomically correct?
No.
No.
Chucky doesn't have a dick.
He does.
He does?
They have
they have a kid.
Six and they have a kid.
The two dolls have sex.
Yes, yeah, there's a doll sex.
So that means that there's also like she has like a uterus and like
Yeah, they have a kid. They have a non-binary kid.
In the TV show, Glenn and Glenda are back, portrayed by a non-binary actor named Lachlan something. And they play both Glenn and Glenda. They put Glenda's soul into the body of two twins, two redhead twins who become Glenn and Glenda.
I appreciate that.
Garbage Day!
Garbage Day!
Now that is from a wonderful movie.
I don't remember its name at all.
Uh-huh.
But basically there's just like this scene in a movie, in like a horror movie, where like there's been no gunshots yet, comes out and goes, "What's up with all this noise?" And then he just shoots them. And then another guy's bringing out his trash and he's like, "Garbage Day," and then shoots the garbage guy's bringing out his garbage. And then like a little girl comes by, and then I don't know, it's so bad.
I thought that it was gonna be something of like someone got like thrown into a trash compactor or something.
No, that would have been better.
What movie is that from?
Can we have a list of like three movie names?
It's based off of a holiday.
Santa Claus 2.
Yes.
Not the first one.
No, not the first one.
Have you guys ever seen Santa Claus 2?
Yes. I don't think I have. You're partially correct because it is the second installment of this franchise.
Really? Santa Paws 2.
Oh my God.
Is it Christmas?
It is Christmas.
It is Christmas?
It's called Silent Night, Deadly Night 2.
I was going to guess Krampus.
Mm. That's a good...
That would have been a good
speaking
one.
Speaking of Krampus, it's not actually Krampus, but...
What is it?
David Harbour plays Santa in an upcoming movie. So should we talk about Stranger Things? Honestly, I feel like you probably know more about Stranger Things than I do.
Oh, okay, then I'll quiz.
Do you want to quiz both of us?
Yes, I will quiz. What is Papa's actual name?
Dr. Brenner?
I was actually thinking Brenner. I don't know his first name, though. If that even is his first name. I'm assuming that's his last name.
David. I don't know what his first name is.
Michael.
Martin.
I was close with Michael.
You were. Who plays Erica?
Priya something.
Correct. What is Will's last name?
Byers.
What is Max's last name?
Mayfield.
I'm fucking horrible.
When does Stranger Things take place?
Just like in the 80s.
Correct.
It starts in 1983.
Damn.
And now it's in 1986.
Good job.
Damn.
What is the name of the D&D club?
Hellfire Club.
Yeah. I did know that one. I know I'm not saying these, but I had it in my head.
It takes you a second.
Yeah. So, dear listeners, you're going to have to believe me and believe that I'm not telling no lies here.
No lies.
I mean, if I didn't know something, I would be honest.
What is the name of Vecna's father?
Oh. He's played by Freddy Krueger.
That is true.
He's
played
by Freddy Krueger.
So what is Vecna's
Victor Creel.
Shit.
Yes.
Good job.
Yes. I just feel good that I got there.
Your feet are shaking in the air.
Yeah.
What is the Russian guard's name?
Enzo?
No.
No?
From season 4?
They call him that.
Oh, that's his nickname. Yeah, Enzo.
Oh.
Das Vitanya.
That's goodbye.
Gesundheit. Gesundheit. I know I'm gonna know it when you say it.
The meat tree.
Dimitri.
What was the project that Elle was involved in season 4?
Oh, the Nina project?
Correct.
I don't know how I fucking pulled that out of my ass, but I reached right in.
You reached right in.
And I pulled it out. Yeah, I wrestled it out of my tight anus. I might cut that out.
No, don't.
All right.
What was Collie's number?
Who the fuck is Collie?
Who the shit is Collie?
The one other number that we've met.
I thought you were saying phone eight? Number. I was no. like, what?
Yeah, she's 8.
Yeah, I was thinking phone numbers. Like, I was like, huh? I don't fucking know, dude. I
also should have known I've repressed all of that episode, Allie. Right? Come on. True.
What is the old lady's name?
The one that eats the fertilizer?
Yes. It starts with a D.
Dirtmouth.
Mrs. Dirtmouth?
Double Doubtfire. Mrs. Doubtfire. Dingleberry. Donut. Dragon. Doofenshmirtz.
Dinkelberg.
Mrs. Driscoll.
Mrs. Driscoll.
Like the strawberries.
I should have known.
That's why she eats the fucking fertilizer.
She wants gross strawberries in her stomach.
She wants to grow
Thank you, everyone, so much for listening. Thank you. Thank you, Allie and Maddie, for joining
You're
me.
You're not welcome.
Okay.
My pleasure.
Both of their previous episodes are going to be listed in the description of the YouTube side of things.
Yeah.
Happy Halloween, everyone. Happy Thanks Halloween. To Masha L. Oliver on the Patreon. I love you all. I hope you have
Hail Satan.
Hail Satan. Don't sleep because Freddy Krueger's going to get you.
Mm-hmm. And but then he's going to slam your face into a TV and say, it's prime time, bitch.
Yeah. Don't get any gold because Aleppy, the little, what did you call him? Little stinky?
Sneaky little stinker. Hello,
thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope to see you in the next episode.
Bye.
I haven't even finished the outro yet. This has been the Kinda Queer podcast, hosted by, this time, a few Kinda Queer folks. I'm the only sane one right now. Bye.
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 I'm recording, and one of my wonderful co-hosts is being attacked by a dog, I think.
By a werewolf.
Pure werewolf.
He's a pear. He's a big fat pear.
Yeah.
Turns into a pear in the middle of the night on a full moon. And here we are.
I think our DoorDash is here.
Well, you're texting, so I don't know if you're ready.
Suck my
yeah,
cock.
Come on, Allie. Are you really ready?
It's like really unprofessional.
Allie is holding up a little hedgehog?
I think so.
Hedgehog? No. He has like armor, like an armadillo kind of deal.
She's holding up a little armadillo figure.
He's from, I think it's...
The dragon movie with the hot dragon?
Yeah, I think it's the dragon movie. Reika? I don't know.
Yes, yeah.
I'm the last dragon or whatever. I think he's from that.
Yeah. Sifu. Sifu's the dragon's name.
Okay.
I know because I made jokes.
Seafood?
Remove the D and yes.
Seafood. Okay. That'd be really funny if the dragon's name was seafood.
Yeah.
Anyways.
She is, I think, a water-based element.
Dragon, yeah, she is.
So. Maybe that's where they got
Maybe
the
name. They got it from
seafood. They were just lazy about naming it.
They're like, all I can think of is seafood because I really want this seafood.
I just really want some crab ragu
but
right
what,
now.
What should we name the dragon? And they wrote it like seafood on the whiteboard.
Yeah.
And then someone erased the D. That's it.
That's it.
Let me think.
I wonder what they call themselves.
What the monsters call themselves?
Yeah.
Bob. Don't. Jerry.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Rick.
Carl.
Carl.
Oh, Rick.
Ah, oh, Rick. You silly guy. Now, I want
the best horror movie ever made? Is that the next question? It's Tusk.
Shut your mouth. Shut your stupid mouth right now. Put that sentence back in your mouth.
It tucks.
That was a valiant attempt.
Oh, thank you.
Have you seen Tusk? Has Allie made you watch it?
I have not watched
it. We need to watch Moose. Moose is the next one.
I don't want to watch anything. I don't want to watch anything that you want to tell me to watch ever again.
But it's Jaws, but with a moose. And it's by the same director.
I don't like that director. He ruined my life and made me hate walruses. Like, anytime I think about literally anything related to the ocean, I'm like, ooh, whales, ooh, seals, walruses, tusk. Yeah. My life is ruined.
Maddie, I'm going to get you a life-size
don't
thing of a walrus.
I'll divorce you.